Welcome to the Mini Podcast, where we give you great recipes and instructions on how to bake yummy, cute mini pies. This is Mini Podcast number 2, Mini Pie Problems. Mini pies do have their problems. If you search the internet, you will see what the problems are. The rules have changed. The game is not the same as when you compare to baking a full-size pie. There is a battle between the filling and the pie crust. With full-size pies, the crust tends to bake prior to the filling, which is good. If the filling is not cooked, you can turn down the temperature to complete the baking without burning your crust. The opposite is true for mini pies. The filling cooks first, bubbles all over the place, and destroys your top crust by lifting it off your tiny pie. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, blast off! There goes the top crust, cracking, breaking up. There goes the appearance of your nice mini pie. I bet you want to know how to fix it, right? We need to slow down the cooking of the filling way down to make it work. Freeze the mini pie first before baking. Before baking your mini pies, freeze them solid. Put them in the freezer the night before you bake them. When it comes time to bake them, take out of the freezer only what you plan to eat that day and put them directly into a preheated oven. Why this works? The pastry will thaw and cook first since it gets the heat first. Since the filling is frozen, it would need to thaw first before it cooks. So this would give you about 15 minutes more time. Hopefully this will buy you enough time to completely bake your crust. The exception to the rule is 6-inch pies. It is just the right size so that the filling and the crust cook at the same time. This is only true for an all-butter pie crust. Lard might take a little bit longer and shortening might take a little bit longer, but 6-inch is your ticket. For this reason, 6-inch pies are my favorite when you want to impress your girlfriends to bake a perfect pie where the crust is tender and the filling is thoroughly cooked. Many pies tend to have the same issues as full-size pies when it comes to the crust cooking sooner and burning before the rest of the top does. However, there isn't a pie shield for mini pies, so you will need to make it out of foil as best as you can. When it comes to cooking times, realize that a pie wash or an egg wash can slow down the cooking of your pie crust. This was discovered by accident. The extended time in the oven will cause your filling to boil out. So eliminate a pie wash if you can. Did you know that we use muffin pans to bake mini pies? To make this work, the pies need to be removed from the muffin pan. You cannot just turn the pan upside down to remove the pies unless you want a mess. Using a fork or knife to pry them out might destroy your delicate flaky crust. Then you have a messy mound of pie filling and pastry. This will not work either. So what do? We make pie handles. Before placing the pie crust in the muffin pans, place a strip of parchment paper in the cups of the pan. You will use this as handles to remove the mini pies. This technique works for the most delicate pie pastry you can bake. There is a proper way to remove your mini pies from the pan. When it is time to remove the pies, you do not just remove the pies by lifting them out of the pan. If your crust is as flaky and delicate as mine, they will fall apart. So, twist, then lift. So, first we need to loosen the edges with a knife or spatula. Hold both ends of the parchment paper firmly. Give the pies a slight twist until they rotate freely in the pan. You may now remove the pies gently from the baking cups without any trouble.
If you're not using a nonstick muffin pan or mini pan, be sure to butter the insides or use a nonstick cooking spray before placing your pie dough. Due to the size of these tiny, cute pies, you want your pie dough to be thinner than a full-size pie. Roll the dough out on a very cold surface to about 3/16 of an inch or thinner. Dust the surface with flour if it starts to stick. You want to learn more about mini pies? Then visit minipierecipes.com. That's minipierecipes.com. Thank you for sharing a slice of pie with me. Be sweet!